Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, I had a prophetic dream, and I just want to put it on record.
Okay.
We don't put them all on record, but this one, I just feel like it's so important. There could be something, because tragedies, environmental, geothermal,
weather-related,
all these different things are happening, and it's like nobody's connecting the dots. But if you go back and look, we talked specifically about these things. John Paul Jackson prophesied about this would be happening, this, the economy would be happening. And
part of the perfect storm.
Yes, perfect storm.
Yeah.
And
in this weather patterns, we're not talking about sun in the middle of July, right? We're talking about...
No. You know, so this is about a flood.
Wow.
And you might... What we've learned in a day, was it a day or hours or 24 hours, in no flood zones, that it flooded in no flood zones. So what I'm about to tell you, get some spiritual, flood insurance, but also get some, flood insurance.
Yeah.
Because we're watching things take place. And a flood is water that comes up through your doorway. If the water comes through your window, your insurance company will not cover it. But this could be either way. But this is what the Lord showed me, that there's somebody out there that has, you're living high, you have a very, very nice home, very nice place. You're just living in this culture of today and just real fine. I saw inside of your house and all those different things. And the last thing that would have been on your mind would be a flood coming in, tragedy, coming in. And the water could be, represent that, when the enemy comes in like a flood, there could be something happening in that way. But all of a sudden, during this, the water started coming through the doorway, this real low level type doorway. I'm turning my notes too, so I get it accurately. But and then it started kind of flooding just a little bit, so people weren't worried about it. It's just a little water.
Just a little bit.
Then it got deeper.
Get the shop vac out.
And then
right?
It got deeper. Oh no, they didn't have a shop vac. These were like very fine living. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing some of the stuff over there what it looked like. And all of a sudden, then it started gushing through. I mean, it just started gushing through, and it was just a tragedy taking place. And then the walls began to blow out, and it just increased and increased. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing intensity of storms, almost like birthing pains, where they're small pains, and they're set wide apart, but they're getting closer and they're getting closer, almost like stuff is birthing here. And but they were totally unprepared, John.
Mm-hmm.
Totally unprepared, and got washed away. Got totally washed away.
Wow.
So I want to encourage you, in that first of all, this is what God's word says. He says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that God will raise a standard. But he also says in his word, if we rebel against him, he will send the enemy in like a flood. He says, in Proverbs 1, he starts talking about, I've tried to call you. Wisdom cried aloud in the streets. I called your name. I tried to tell you and share with you the secrets of my heart. And he said, you wouldn't listen. And he said, so a disaster is going to overtake you suddenly, and you're going to cry out to me. I'm not going to respond. If you only would have listened to me, if you only would have responded to my correction, because I wanted to share I had good plans. I wanted to share my plans with you. And so when you think about that, you think specifically about that so many people, because we've been sold this bill of goods about, being a Christian, that as long as you say a prayer, it doesn't matter how offensive you are towards God. God can't be upset with you.
Right.
You can be in anything you want to, and you don't have to be remorseful for it.
There are no consequences.
There are no consequences.
You can just do whatever as long as you prayed, and God can forgive you. And yes, we want to ask for His forgiveness, but there are consequences for the things that we do, so we need to pay attention.
Right. And so He says very specifically in Isaiah 59:19, He says, "So shall they fear the name of the Lord," and that's the fear of the Lord when these things kind of happen. And he says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. But in Isaiah 59, he's talking about, but it's only going to be for those who are doing what he said. The flood's actually coming in to deal with the ones who rebelled against God.
Mm.
So it's like, It's important. As a matter of fact, I think about this. I think about Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, when Jesus was talking. He says, Matthew 7, 24, he says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock."
Yeah.
"The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock." So when we're talking about, you know, you need to be first of all, you need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Secondly, you need to be abiding with him. You need to be his disciple, because if you're not hearing what he says in his word and doing what he says, then you're not on a rock. You're not. He says these are people that hear these words and put them into practice. 81% of Christians in America, according to George Barna, don't even pick up their Bible at all. And out of the 19% that do pick it up, only 3% read it in such a way, according to Barna, that they're going to actually begin to guide their life by it.
Like a lot of sandy type of foundation going on there.
Yeah, and then this is Jesus. This is the Jesus that people got WWJD and all this stuff. Yeah. And this is what he said next. He says, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The same rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." And you think about that. So Jesus says the storm is going to come. I mean, I saw the storm. We're seeing quite a few storms. But you can be, you know, you can be peaceful if you're walking with him, because he protects us. You get your house is on a rock. But if it's on sand, if you're not choosing to be his disciple, if you're not hanging out with him, abiding with the Lord, and we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. It's a free plan. Request it. We'll send it to you in the email. And you can begin to learn how to abide now, because the storm is here and it's coming. It's increasing. But God's going to take care of those that are his. He's going to take care of those that are his. His storm's not coming in to destroy the ones that are built on a solid foundation. But Proverbs says, Proverbs 1, 20 through 33, he says, "Listen, I called out loud in the streets. I've sent people to you. I've warned you. I wanted to talk to you. You just wouldn't listen." He says, so disaster will suddenly come upon you. And then you'll go, then you'll say, "Hey, Jesus." And they'll go, "Not now, not during this time of discipline." But he says very specifically, because he goes back and says, "Yeah, you mocked me. You mocked me when I talked to you. You mocked what was going on." He says, "But whoever listens to me will live safely and at ease without any fear of harm." So I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet made a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now is the moment. Now is the time. We did it. We shared it at meetmyfather.org. You can go to meetmyfather.org and find out how we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. We met Father God. And then we began to abide with the Lord. And we share that abiding experience free. Just go request your plan at iabide.org. Most people want to do it, but they don't know. They need a simple plan to do that. And we have that for you at iabide.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.